Issue 1 changed the way the map for state House districts was drawn by creating a 7-member commission to draw the lines, increasing the number of minority party members in the process, and upping the incentive to come up with more fairly drawn districts. Common Cause Ohio's Catherine Terser says it's now up to Ohio lawmakers to change the process for drawing congressional districts.
There is no reason for the state legislature not to move on congressional redistricting reform.
The way Terser sees it, Ohio voters now understand the issue. And she says the fact that Issue 1 passed by nearly a 3-1 margin sends a strong message.
Well, the poll on Election Day said, hey, we want you to move on congressional redistricting reform. This is a true mandate from the voters to push for fairness and greater transparency.
Terser wants Ohio lawmakers to pass a bipartisan plan in the legislature that would basically apply the same standards to congressional redistricting as the ones for legislative districts in the voter passed issue. Republican State Senator Frank LaRose is one of the sponsors of that plan, along with Democratic Senator Tom Sawyer.
You know, if you put Issue 1, which passed overwhelmingly this month, and you put it next to Resolution 2 that Senator Sawyer and I have drafted, they're virtually identical. They would look very similar to people in the way that they're constructed.
LaRose says there are some small changes in the congressional proposal, but the premise of it would still rely on that new commission that will be created to oversee the legislative redistricting process. But at least one key Republican leader is indicating he's not ready to move quickly to adopt any new redistricting plans. House Speaker Cliff Rosenberger isn't saying it's dead on arrival in the Ohio House, but he's not in any hurry to do it now.
We got to let this process work its way through. We just passed Issue 1 on the ballot. Now let's give it a test. Let's see how the whole thing works itself out. We'll continue to engage in conversations about it.
But LaRose fears letting the process work its way through would likely mean putting off congressional redistricting until after 2021, when the new legislative map drawing process would be put in place.
Well, I'm always in favor of slow and steady and making sure that we're going to do things carefully. And so I would urge that we diligently work on it over the next few months. But I certainly don't think that we want to wait for 15 more years before we reform this process.
LaRose says lawmakers cannot afford to wait too long.
My fear, though, is that if we don't, as a legislature, work in a bipartisan way to reform this process, that what will happen is that because there's so much dissatisfaction out there, that some group, most likely an ideological group, will circulate the petition signatures to put their own congressional redistricting reform proposal on the ballot.
Catherine Terser says that's a real possibility for her group.
And I would want to exhaust as many efforts at the state house as possible before moving to a citizens' initiative. But it's definitely not off the table.
Terser says the longer lawmakers wait, the closer it gets to 2021, and the harder it will be to pass congressional redistricting reforms.
And that's just because it's easier to prognosticate and figure out which party will actually be the winner and draw the district lines. And it's very hard to give up that power. Right now, we need to change congressional redistricting reform simply because we don't know who would be the winner in this map making. We don't know, and both parties have the benefit of thinking about what's fair for both.
Terser says right now, parties don't have any idea how the pendulum will swing in the 2020 election, so each party has the benefit of thinking about what's fair for both and fair for Ohio voters. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.